Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
We're back in Sabetha. It is game number two of our triple dip here on this beautiful, breezy, sunny Friday afternoon. Brandon Tabman, Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman with you in studio. Well, if you're just joining us, you missed our first game of the day, and it was the 1-8 matchup in this regional quarterfinal, and it was a five-inning run rule victory for the top seed Riverside Cyclones. They eliminated the Royal Valley Panthers by a final score of 12-2. So we have the first semifinal game set for next week in this bracket in Sabetha today. It will be Riverside and Marysville. We still got two more games coming your way. This one coming up right in a few minutes or so. It's going to be number 2 seed Nemaha Central and the 7 seed Hiawatha Redhawks. These two teams played a short 11 days ago in their regular season doubleheader, and it was Nemaha Central getting the sweep. The final scores there were 5-4 and then 12-2 in game number 2. The Thunder come in with a record of 14-9 overall. This Hiawatha team certainly better than what their record indicates so far this season. They are 6-15. The Redhawks have lost 10 consecutive games coming into this quarterfinal matchup in Sabetha today. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman, Crendon Prophet with you, getting set for the first pitch between the Redhawks and the Thunder. KP, two teams certainly more than familiar with one another, and an opportunity for Hiawatha to play a little bit of the spoiler role here is, again, they were swept by Nemaha less than 2 weeks ago, but a team that's certainly better. We have seen this Hiawatha team with a lot of these guys who have been second and third year starters, but they have hit a tough stretch. Going to try to turn it around again, turn it around here today against a very good pitcher and who they're going to see for Nemaha Central in Sam Nordis.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, that's kind of the, you know, you hit it right on the money there, is getting off to a hot start against a guy like Sam Nordis, who's going to be pitching, you know, real refined from the mound. I mean, you just played this team, as you mentioned, less than 2 weeks ago, and Nemaha Central put a big dominating force there. But again, that was all in game two that you saw that dominating force. Game one was concluded by 5-4. Today, you only play one game. You don't get that doubleheader game. You put both your ace pitchers out on the mound for a chance to win game one, to grab game one. So if you're just looking at that game alone, the Redhawks have a great chance to compete. They just have to be able to have that starting pitching. They cannot have any errors, and they have to be able to get themselves on base and find that production. The last game, Royal Valley, they couldn't find that production when they got runners on base. Here for Hiawatha, they're going to kind of play that same role. You know, it's the 2-7. They are going to have to produce those runs when they are in scoring position.
Well, we mentioned 14 wins, 9 losses for this Thunder squad. They have won 3 of their last 4 coming in. Thunder started the season at 3-1, but then they hit a little bit of a rough patch, losing 3 consecutive games. They played in a midseason tournament, did this Nemaha Central team did, and playing some good teams in the middle of that schedule, including the likes of Hayden, who's one of the top teams among all classifications in the state. Last time out, though, for Nemaha Central, a split against the Big East League champs in Jeff West, and it was a pair of one-run games back on May 8th. Thunder lost game one 7-6, but gave the Tigers just their second loss of the season with a 6-5 victory in game number two. Again, this Redhawks team coming in the 7th seed in this field, a record of 6-15. They went 4-14 in league play, but 10 consecutive losses, Crendon, coming in. They started 0-4 before getting that first win against Riley County, but they had a nice stretch in the middle of the season where they won 6 of 7 games. But after that 6-1 stretch, 10 consecutive losses. Last time out, a couple of big-time defeats at the hands of Rossville on that same day, which was May the 8th. 13-2 and 10-0, but again, 10 consecutive losses. But this Hiawatha team, they got a lot of veterans, and they are certainly ready to play spoiler here in game two this afternoon. Well, let's get you the starting lineups here for game two of our triple header. The 2 seed Nemaha Central Thunder and the 7 seed Hiawatha Redhawks. We'll start with the road team, as we do each and every broadcast. The Redhawks, the record of 6-15, and today against Nemaha Central, they will go like this. on the card. Michael Oldham will lead things off. He is the senior center fielder. Batting second is junior left fielder Carson Henry. Batting third is junior catcher Lucas Lancaster. In the cleanup spot is senior first baseman Aiden Grathwall. Batting fifth is junior right fielder Tegan Diller. Batting sixth is junior shortstop Michael Jensen. Batting seventh is junior pitcher Ren Hageman. Batting eighth is sophomore second baseman Cooper Kreider. And batting ninth is senior third baseman Braden Newell. So for the Hiawatha Redhawks here today, Oldham in center, Henry in left, Lancaster catching, Grathwall at first, Diller in right, Jensen at short, Hageman's the pitcher, Kreider's at second, and Newell is the third baseman. For the 14-9 Nemaha Central Thunder, the number two seed in this eight-team field, and their lineup card today looks like this. Batting first is sophomore second baseman Caleb Heenick. Batting second is junior third baseman Jack Mackey. Batting third is senior shortstop Evan Olberding. In the cleanup spot, it's the senior pitcher in Sam Nordis. Batting fifth is senior designated hitter Reese Garrity. Batting sixth is senior left fielder Derek Wirtz. Bottom third of the order, batting seventh, senior first baseman Caden Peterson. Batting eighth is sophomore catcher Levi Thomas. And batting ninth is junior center fielder Carter Hike, with the flex being junior right fielder and Camden Schmitz. So for the Thunder today, Heenick at second, Mackey at third, Olberding at short, Nordis pitching, Garrity at DH, and Wirtz in left, Peterson the first baseman, Thomas the catcher, and Hike is the center fielder, with Schmitz not in the batting lineup, but out there defensively in right field. This is a very good pitching staff led by Sam Nordis, who is getting the start today for this Nemaha Central Thunder team and Crendon on the mound this season. 36 innings pitched. He's going to make his seventh start of the season. He's got a 3-2 record and a 3.30 ERA.
Yeah, and this season he's only given up 20 walks, 35 strikeouts, earned runs of just 17, given up on the year to 28 total given up with 50 hits. He's a great player. He's well refined from the mound, and it's going to be a test here for the Redhawks to, you know, get a jump on him, and especially for those leadoff guys with Oldham, Henry, and Lancaster to start off on the right page.
Nemaha Central has a 3.62 team ERA. They have lost quite a few close games. Again, a few pitches here and there, a few different hits maybe here and there, and you maybe look at this Nemaha Central team maybe having 16 or 17 wins compared to the 14-9 mark that they have going into this matchup here today. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll get you set for the first pitch right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What's going on, MSC Radio? This is Jake once again. We're at Denali Home Design until 7 o'clock tonight, 2335 Northwest Clay Street, right off Highway 24. Come down and see us. You can beat me in war. Get yourself qualified to try and get that camo cruiser. I'll tell you what, you want a $20,000 value side-by-side. You cannot be entered in unless you play the game. I'm hanging out now with Jason Moroz. Here with Denali, Jason, you do a lot with the client interactions. Just tell me about what you guys have to offer for a lot of people.
Well, we got everything from tile, carpet, laminate, hardwood, obviously, luxury vinyl plank. I would say right now luxury vinyl plank is the biggest product in the market, to be honest with you. There's so many reasons why. It's very versatile. It's come a long way in design, color, features, and textures. And it looks just like hardwood, but it's waterproof, pretty much kid-proof, as important, pet-proof, and it's very easy maintenance. It's also much more investment-friendly than hardwood floors would be. As a matter of fact, Jake, we got a brand-new one from Engineered Floors. It has 35 individual pictured planks, so you don't get a repeat until you hit your 35th plank, which is really, really rare. Usually it's 7 to 9 planks before a repeat. So the point is, it looks very realistic, just like real hardwood. So that's our number one product right now for the luxury vinyl plank. But next time we're talking, we'll talk about something else.
Yeah, we'll have plenty to talk about with Jason. He'll be talking with us the next few times that we come back on here. But again, we're here till 7 o'clock tonight. So come down, see Jason, see Chris, see Randy as well. We're here till 7. Play me in war. Get yourself qualified for the Camo Cruiser 750cc crew cab side-by-side. The only way you can get signed up for it is to win at war. Come on down and hang out with us. We're here till 7.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the first pitch here in Sabetha. It's game number 2 of our triple header on KNZA. If you're just joining us, the first matchup of the day did not find some airtime. It was the 4-5 matchup with Morehill Mounts Academy and Marysville. Marysville with a late barrage of runs as they pulled away from the Ravens, winning that first game. And they will get the top seed Riverside Cyclones in the semifinals next week as they eliminated Royal Valley with a 12-2 win in five innings of work. Well, we talked about Sam Nordis as he takes the mound for his warm-up tosses here for Nemaha Central, a sub-4 ERA. But just real quick, before we get to the bottom half of the inning, as you look at what Hiawatha is putting out there in Ren Hageman, he's going to be facing a very potent Nemaha Central lineup 1-9.
Yeah, it's going to be really tough for him in this season. He has only just 17 strikeouts. He's hit six batters. His ERA is 5.663. He's 1-4 in games he has started. So for him, it's going to be a big testament. I mean, you're going up against, top of the order batters here. You got Henick to start and then Mackey and then Olberding. I mean, three straight great athletes that are going to come up and bat extremely well. But Redhawks, they bat first here at the top of the inning as the away team representative, so they have a chance to get off, and it's going to be about run support tonight. Run support is going to be a massive key here to backing up Hageman to try to capture this win.
Sam Nordis, a 3-2 record on the mound, is making his seventh start of the season, appearing in his 12th game overall. His first pitch of today's game will be his 631st pitch of the season. 28 of the runs allowed, 17 of those have been earned, 20 walks, 35 strikeouts, a 3.30 ERA. This Redhawks team coming into today, 10 consecutive losses, but Crendon, you look at some of the losses in that stretch, 6-5 to a very good Silver Lake team, 2-1 against Sabetha, 11-10 against Perry Lecompton, 6-3 against Holton, so they're not getting blown out in any way, shape, or form, they just can't find it. Right now, you wipe the records off the board, and senior center fielder Micah Oldham will step in, and Sam Nordis fires in the first pitch of the game, and it's a called strike, and we are underway game number two.
Well, really, it's not too different from the basketball season. It just comes down to close games in the end, and, can you get those wins to find a spark? And right here, no other way to get red hot for the Red Hawks is in the quarterfinal opening game.
Oldham fouls away the 0-1, so now no balls, two strikes. Sam Nordis, right-handed thrower against Oldham, the right-handed hitter. Next one way up and inside, and it's one ball, two strikes. Carson Henry will follow. Lucas Lancaster after that. Red jersey tops, blue on the sides, blue numerals and lettering for this Red Hawks team. Next pitch upstairs, and it's 2-2. Thunder in the purple uniform tops, white pants, Thunder in cursive in white numerals and lettering across the chest. 2-2 by Nordis. Fouled up and out of play, and it stays two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, and Oldham, he's been a great leadoff man this season for the Redhawks. 258 batting average, just a quarter under on the OPS at 788. So for your leadoff man, it's important for him to try to get on here for the Redhawks.
Two balls, two strikes, first batter of the game. Next one runs inside, and from 0-2 to 3-2. Oldham working here on Sam Nordis. Defensively here for Nemaha Central, Thomas the catcher, Mackey at third, Olberding at short, Henick at second, Peterson at first. Next pitch is little flare out to the right side and drops in front of the right fielder in Schmitz for a leadoff hit for Micah Oldham. How about that? Down 0-2, works it back to a full count and just puts a barrel on the bat, takes it the opposite way for a leadoff single.
Yeah, great piece of candy there for Oldham. It was a pitch that went into that inside of the bat and he caught it upright and it just had a nice hop over into the shallow right.
So a leadoff single for Micah Oldham. Here is Carson Henry. Nordis quickly out of the stretch, staggered stance, his right foot closer to the first base side. Here's the pitch. It's inside. Here goes the runner in Oldham. The throw is off target, and Oldham in sliding head first safely with a stolen base.
Yeah, throw a little off the line there by Henick. He threw to the left by about 6 feet. Not sure if that's trying an adjustment for the 30-mile-per-hour wind that we've peaked at today, but even with that, still just off the line to the left.
The Redhawks, runner in scoring position, nobody out. There's a good off-speed pitch that has swung on and missed. And the count here on Carson Henry is one ball, one strike. Again, these two teams played them less than 2 weeks ago, and that first game was a 5-4 final for Nemaha Central. Hiawatha, chance to get on the board here in this top of the first inning. Ground ball to the right side. Henick fields to his left. Easy throw to first in time for the out, as Oldham has to hold at second base. So a big first out recorded there. That brings up Lucas Lancaster.
Yeah, that was a great job by Oldham, just kind of staying by that second base bag, because if he had any more of a lead shift you know, there was a possibility that Thomas could have, you know, made that throw back to shortstop as Overdeen was covering that bag.
So one out, runner at second. Here is Lancaster. First pitch swinging, slices it foul, out of play. And it's no balls, one strike. Well, Hiawatha again, 10 consecutive losses, but they still have surpassed their win total from last season, which was 4. 2 years ago, they went 10-11. This is the 2-7 matchup in this regional bracket. Next pitch runs up and in. 1-1 here on Lancaster. After a leadoff single, Oldham at second base. One out in the inning. Nordis sets, glancing, firing, and missing outside. And it's 2-1. Mentioned the infield defensively. Wirtz out in left field. Heike in center. Schmitz is the right fielder for NC. Heike in center is playing a little bit more towards that right center field gap where that wind is blowing. Next pitch a little bit high. Now 3-1.
And Oldham, he's, you know, he was in a quarter's way between that second base and third base.
Yeah, he thought about it there.
And Mahinek, he kept him held, and that's what a great catcher is going to be able to do.
So a 3-1 count here on Lancaster. Glance back at second. Nobody holding on the runner in Oldham, and here's the pitch. It is outside, 4. Well, Lancaster draws the walk. You do bring a double play into effect as the 21st walk given up by Nordis this season. And a courtesy runner is going to come in here for Lancaster. It's going to be Connor Kettler. So Kettler, the courtesy runner at first. Oldham at second. One out in the inning. Here in the top of inning number one as Hiawatha looks to strike first here against NC. First pitch to Grathwall, who steps in, the first baseman, taking high for a ball. Bats on the right side, wears jersey number 21. Red Hawks the gray pants with the red stripe on each side. The Nordis is going to have to work out of a jam here in this first inning. And he spins and fires back to second base. Oldham sliding in safely.
Grathwall just averaging .242 on the season. With the at-bat, a huge opportunity for him for an RBI.
Runners at first and second, one out, 1-0 count here on Aiden Grathwall, senior first baseman for the Redhawks. Here is the pitch by Nordis, a swing and a miss, an off-speed pitch bent down on the inside part of the plate, and we're evened up at 1-1. Nemaha Central trying to keep Hiawatha off the board here in the first, but the Redhawks threatening. Here's a 1-1. Just missed a little bit inside and up. And it's 2-1.
And that was a great frame by Hienick. He tried to drag it in from that top left corner. Just couldn't get it in quick enough to trick that umpire's eye. But here's the 2-1 count now against Grathwall.
And Nordis fires in a 2-1, and it swung on and missed. And it's 2-2. A leadoff single by Micah Oldham. He is at second base after a Carson Henry ground out. Lucas Lancaster walked and Connor Kettler running for him at first. Here's the pitch. 2-2, swing and a miss, and down he goes. Monstrous strikeout. Aiden Grathwall out number 2, and it's up to Tegan Diller, the junior right fielder.
Strikeout number 36 of the year for Nordis, and coming at a pretty primed up opportunity for himself. And now, of course, the second out of the inning here. And again, now he tries to look to leave 2 stranded. However, Diller on the other side for the Redhawks, batting 5th, looking for the opposite effect.
First and second, 2 down, no score, top 1. Nordis' first pitch to Diller is framed in there on the inside part of the plate for a called strike. A lot more juniors and seniors scattered across this Redhawks roster. A lot of veterans out there. Here's the pitch. Ground ball fielded right on the mound by Nordis. Underhands it to first to Peterson. And that retires the side. So the Redhawks, a leadoff single and a one-out walk. They put 2-1, but bring none across home plate. We go to the bottom of the first inning here on KNZA. No score here in Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Great beginnings happen at Sabetha Community Hospital. From the moment you know you're pregnant, we're here for you every step of the way. Imagine your own private room, expert doctors, prenatal classes, and lactation support, all focused on you and your precious newborn. Our labor and delivery rooms are designed for your family's comfort and privacy. Ready for a wonderful beginning? Call the Labor and Delivery Department at Sabetha Community Hospital today, 785-284-1529. Sabetha Community Hospital, supporting families close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha's Ren Hageman takes the mound as we go to the bottom of the first inning here on KNZA. No score. Red Hawks and Nemaha Central is Thunder will have Caleb Heenick, Jack Mackey, Evan Olberding. Talked about this potent Thunder lineup, Crendon, a .325 team batting average.
Yeah, and they start off really well with their leadoff men and Caleb Heenick, who is playing catch behind the plate, averaging .402 on the season, 33 hits, 22 singles, 11 doubles. And well, that's pretty much it for the extra base hits, but 16 RBIs. He's done a great job this year.
Here's Ren Hageman, the lefty, firing the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning, and it's in there for a called strike, and the bottom of the first inning is underway. Mackey and Olberding will follow. Nordis in the cleanup spot, if one of those three able to get on. Enix steps up, again, a .402 average, and he lifts this one high in the air, but shallow to left field, and running in to make the catch is Carson Henry for out number one. So two pitches and one out here in the bottom of the first, and that brings up Jack Mackey. Junior third baseman wears jersey number 13, and he comes in with a .206 average on base percentage of .299 and an OPS of .505. Hageman delivers, runs up and in for ball one. We'll talk about the team batting average, .325. Nemaha Central has a team on base percentage of .434. Next pitch is popped up and foul out of play, and it's one ball, one strike.
Right now, Hageman just getting the batters jammed on the inside, looking for those pop-up contact hits. And, you know, for him, if that supporting cast can work out for him this game, that's what he wants, and that's what he needs. But, of course, got to get that run support in. Hiawatha leading two left on base in the top of the first was definitely not something he could have wanted.
And a one ball, one strike pitch is on the way, and it's upstairs, 2-1 here on Mackey. Talked about Mackey's averages, 14 hits, all of which have been singles. He's driven in six and has scored 16 runs. Now that one is low, 3 balls, 1 strike. He has drawn 7 walks on the year and now has a chance here with the count in his favor at 3-1. The pitch is a swing and a foul off. Now it's 3-2. Base is empty, one out. Bottom one here in Sabetha. No score. Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. Game two of our triple header. Hageman, the lefty, kicks and fires the 3-2. It is low and inside, ball four. Now one out walk to Jack Mackey, and that brings up senior shortstop and Evan Olberding.
Yeah, and that's massive to get a guy like Olberding up with a guy on first base. Olberding, he leads the team in hits with 37 on the season. He's got a batting average of .507, and he has an OPS of over 1,000 with 1,244. He's a great batter and overall a very extended well player on both sides of the ball.
I'll call my shot. I would say Olberding, a first-team All-League selection. He shows bunt, he puts it down, but right to Hageman on the mound, who turns and fires and gets the out at first. So the job is done. In the process, Graffwald's hat went flying out and away off his head with that win, but the job done, getting Mackey up into scoring position, but a good play by Hageman to get the second out of the inning.
Yeah, that win's been awfully violent with the hat blows today. Three have gone, but Olberding on the bunt, though, just maybe the ball just hit a little too lower on the barrel, and it just chopped straight into the ground, and Hageman, man, he did a great recognition there on the play.
Here's Sam Nordis, first pitch. He watches it go outside, and it's one ball, no strikes. The senior, wearing jersey number 21, a .409 batting average, 27 hits, including 9 doubles. Got a man at second with 2 down here in the first, trying to break the 0-0 tie. And that next one is delivered in there by Hageman. And a called strike evens it up, 1 ball, 1 strike. Hageman sets, third base side of the rubber, checks the runner back at second, kicks and fires. It is low, and it gets away to the backstop. And taking a long turn at third is Mackey, but he'll hold it there. And the wild pitch puts Mackey up to third base with the count now 2-1.
Yeah, Mackey was maybe looking a little extensive there after that run on third, had a couple of feet afterwards, and they made it stop. But he's in a very great scoring position. And for Hageman, you definitely don't want to search for that same pitch twice here, because Mackey's definitely got that speed to beat out the wild pitch.
Well, still two outs, so you got to put a hit out there, and the next pitch is in the dirt. 3-1 with Reese Garrity, big DH, coming up next.
That's another huge block by Lancaster in that left corner.
If you're at third base and that ball gets to the backstop, it'll be hard not to score. Here's a 3-1, swing and a miss. Pitch was low and inside, might have been ball four, but he takes a hack at it. Nortis now runs it full, 3-2. Runner at third base, 2 down, bottom one. Nemaha Central trying to strike first here in Sabetha. Hageman sets, kicks, and deals. Swing and a miss, and a strikeout ends the inning. So both teams getting runners on and leaving runners in scoring position. We go to the second inning. No score here on KNZA.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Jake once again, 2335 Northwest Clay Street. We're at Denali Home Design until 7 o'clock tonight. Make sure you get down here. We got plenty of things for you to look at tonight. Great showroom here for you for your different needs. We'll talk with Jason Morose here in just a second about that. But you can also get yourself qualified to win a $20,000 brand-new Bad Boy Bandit side-by-side valued at $20,000. We're giving it away in August. This is just our fourth location so far this summer. Make sure you come down and get signed up. Get qualified for this until 7 tonight. Jason, what sets Denali apart from everybody else?
Well, you know, Jake, that's a great question. Being that we're a local business and a family-owned business, I think that makes it very important in how we treat our people, our clients. The two owners are Silver Lake boys, and they treat everybody like family. So that makes it really special to work here, and we do care about each and every single client that we have, whether it's a 5x5 entry of vinyl or a brand-new custom home. So come on down and see us. We got a lot of great products. We'd love to help you out. Also, we have Skill Sauce hardwood floors in our building. One of the owners, Chris Schaefer, and they've been around this market for 22 years. I've been in the industry for 30 years, so our experience, I think, sets us apart from the competition for sure. But I think most importantly, we're not the corporate giant, I should say. So we treat people like family. That's it.
Come down and be a part of the Denali family. We're going to hear with more about Jason here in just a little bit. But again, we're here till 7 o'clock tonight. Make sure you come down here, 2335 Northwest Clay Street. We're right off of 24 Highway. Come around, see us, get yourself qualified to win this Bad Boy Bandit. Again, drawing for that is in August. Get yourself entered in here. It only takes one, right, Jason, to win a big prize like this?
One, and I saw the winner last year. Beautiful.
All right, come on down. See us here at Denali Home Design in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Appreciate that update. Jake Spaulding out in Topeka. We are underway in the top of the second inning. It's an 0-2 count right now on the junior shortstop for Hiawatha, Michael Jensen. That is in there for a called strike three, and down he goes. Good start to the inning for Sam Nordis, his second strikeout here today.
Yeah, Nordis, 37 strikeouts on the season. Again, we mentioned those 3-2 starts. Sub-4 ERA coming into this game. He just has so much confidence from the mound, and it's something that the Red Hawks are just going to have to fight against.
Here is Ren Hageman, the lefty. Takes one outside for ball one. Base is empty. And one out here in the top of the second. No score. Game two of our triple header. Sabetha Class 3A Regional quarterfinal matchup. There's a pitch in there for a called strike by Nordis, and the count evens at 1-1. Nordis works quickly, calls yes to that first sign, and a foul ball there, right side of the infield, hits up against the netting, and Hageman down in the count, 1-2.
Definitely tough to go against a pitcher who works quick from the mound, just not much hesitation, just gets up, sets, fires, and deals now, 1-2 count.
And the 1-2 by Nordis is fouled away. Good hack there by Hageman. He'll try it again at 1-2. And the Red Hawks had 2 on and 2 outs, or actually 2 on and 1 out in that first inning, but a strikeout by Grathwall and a ground out by Diller ended that threat, and there's another called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts here for Nordis in the second, both of them looking, and that is K number three for Sam Nordis.
Yeah, went to the opposite corner of the left-handed batter, and he, Nick, let me tell you, just a perfect frame job in that left corner, being able to drag it into the zone, and just great. Thomas. First pitch here to Cooper Kreider, the sophomore second baseman, fouled out of play. So the count, no balls, one strike. That's on the right side, old school style, no batting gloves. Takes one low and in, and evens it up, one ball, one strike. So a chance here for Sam Nordis to work a quick top of the second inning. Back-to-back strikeouts. He's got three already. Here's his 1-1. It is low and outside, two balls, one strike. Well, I mentioned the team ERA for Nemaha Central, 3.62. They use a lot of pitchers, definitely more than most. Next pitch runs up and in, and the count in the favor of Kreider at three balls, one strike. A little bit of cloud cover, but the sun peeking through. Mentioned at times, 30-mile-an-hour gusts on the winds out towards right field. Ground ball up the middle, fielded by Overding at short to his left, makes an on-target throw. The first base to retire the side. Couple of strikeouts and a ground out produced by Nordis. We go to the bottom of the second inning here in Sabetha. No score here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postseason high school baseball continues here today in Sabetha. Nemaha Central coming up for a second time. Bottom of the second, no score against Hiawatha. Leading things off, number five in the order, the senior designated hitter, big lefty Enrice Garrity. Hageman's first pitch missing high for ball one. And the bottom of the second is underway. Both teams getting runners on in the first inning, unable to produce. Next pitch outside, two balls and no strikes. Garrity has popped, there is no doubt about it. He has gone yard twice and has 18 RBIs. Next pitch by Hageman upstairs, three balls, no strikes.
Not just that, but he compliments himself with a .333 batting average and 21 hits of the season. So for himself right here, a leadoff single would do wonders at the top of the second.
That's a four-pitch walk way up and outside. And the leadoff man on here for Nemaha Central in the bottom of the second inning. And that brings up senior left fielder Derek Wirtz. Derek Wirtz, bats on the right side, wears jersey number 23, 24 RBIs, 319 average, 805 OPS, 403 slugging percentage, 23 hits, 4 doubles, and a triple. Quick throw to first, keeping Garrity honest over there. Right now, no score, bottom two. Thunder with a runner at first and nobody out. Hageman out of the stretch, kicks and fires, bunt shown, pitches low, and Wirtz pulled back smartly to take it for ball number one.
Yeah, with no outs on the board, Wirtz already is trying to, you know, help produce that run by getting Garrity to second base.
Now the lefty and Hageman the advantage, looking at runners and are on at first, and Wirtz puts down a beautiful bunt down the line, and he's going to beat that out, not even a throw made. If you look up perfect bunt in the dictionary, it's going to play that 10 seconds right back for you. Down the first base line, now two on and nobody out.
Yeah, and you know, that's just the righty and Wirtz just being able to, you know, that's exactly where he was going through. He framed himself to that right side. He led his bat to the right. He just put it right down the line, a couple of hops. And Hageman, he turned back, but he didn't want to try to make the throw possibly because he didn't want to error.
Well, here's Caden Peterson. He'll show bunt. He missed that one. It's a called strike, and it's 0-1. So I was figuring that Peterson would try to continue that bunt trend and get those two runners up into scoring position with nobody out. He missed on the first attempt, no balls and one strike. Hageman standing third base side of the rubber. The lefty sets chest high. Looks back at second base, being held. Not much of a lead over there for Reese Garrity. Here's the pitch. Bunt shown. It is way high. Gets to the backstop. And Hageman did the job for him as both runners advance now to second and third.
Yeah, unfortunately for Hageman, a pitch that was buried all the way up in the attic and probably over the roof. So unfortunately for him, that puts runners now in a greater scoring position for Caden Peterson, a well-rounded, experienced senior.
233 average, and now with a 1-1 count, he doesn't have to worry about the bunt. He can swing away. Here's the pitch. Right down the middle, taken for a strike. And it's correcting the count here at 1-2. So second and third, nobody out. Ideal opportunity for the Thunder to strike first, and there's a swing and a miss on a pitch located on the outside part of the plate, and Hageman rings up a huge strikeout, his second in the game this afternoon.
Yeah, just went away from 20 on the year, had a nice little wind to it on the fastball, and that's what Hageman's going to have to do here. He's got the first out in the bottom of the second. He's got to look for two more here to keep the runs off the board.
Here's Levi Thomas. Fouls away the first pitch using the pencil bat. Love that. No batting gloves as well, and it snowballs one strike.
Yeah, just wants to apply some real lead here with runners in scoring position.
A sophomore catcher wears jersey number 12. He has hit a home run. He has driven in 15. His batting average is .241. Here's the pitch. It is outside by Hageman this time. Evens up the count. 1-1. Garrity at third base after a leadoff walk. Derek Wirtz, a picture-perfect bunt getting him on. Wild pitch moving them both up. So second and third, and now this one is hit well. Deep right field, back towards the fence. Looking up, it's off the top of the wall. And rounding with Thomas, he's going to be held to the longest possible single. And one run crosses, and Nemaha Central strikes first. It's 1-0 on the deep RBI single by Levi Thomas.
Yeah, not too many singles go about 320 feet to quarter right field. And that was just a good watch out there as well by Diller to, you know, make that play off the hop from the wall, but only one run off that RBI single.
Well, Diller was playing deep, so that allowed him to get on it and get it back in pretty quickly. And again, both runners kind of had to hesitate because just weren't sure if he was going to be able to make the catch. So an RBI single, and that gives us our first runner of the game, 1-0 Nemaha Central. There's the throw to first. Carter Hike steps in.
Well, he keeps the pencil back, so I'm assuming the pencil's pretty sharp after the hit.
Well, might as well after what we saw Levi Thomas do there, about 2 feet away from a home run over the fence. He shows bunt, pulls it back, and taking second without a throw is Thomas. So now back to the similar scenario we just saw a moment ago. They're at second and third. What a 1-0 Nemaha Central lead and a chance for more.
Yeah, just a wide gap there at second base and no one even 20 feet from covering it.
And a hard swing there, but fouling it straight back is Carter Hike. And the count evens up, 1-1. Carter Hike, jersey number 22, 232 average, 13 hits, including a home run. 1-1 is a little bit upstairs, 2-1. So Nemaha Central, the RBI single by Levi Thomas, giving them the early lead here, batting in the bottom of the second. Pitch by Hageman. Framed well in the outside corner, and it evens up. 2-2. Well, we've noticed through both games we've seen the center fielder for most teams playing more towards the right field or the right center field portion of the outfield. And as I'm saying a bunch of nonsense right there, Hike with a swing and a miss and a big strikeout. The second of the inning and the third of the day here for Ren Hageman. Now it gets us back to the top of the order here with Caleb Heenick, and it's up to him with two down. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. He flew out to left in his first at-bat of today's game.
How about Hageman staying real concentrated and focused on the mound, just even though giving up already one run this inning, he's keeping it well-balanced.
Got to keep him off the board, and a off-speed pitch is lifted out towards right field, and Diller settles under it after his hat blew off, and he made the catch to retire the side, but a big RBI single by Levi Thomas, two stranded in scoring position, and Nemaha Central strike first. We have played two here in Sabetha, 1-0 Thunder, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here in Sabetha. First pitch by Sam Nordis to Braden Newell of Hiawatha is fouled away for strike number one. The top of the third inning is underway as the Thunder have the 1-0 lead. Next pitch lifted high in the air. This is going to be a difficult play, and it's going to drop in for a hit. Shallow right field, Henick, Peterson, and Schmitz all running towards it, and it falls perfectly between the triangle, and a leadoff hit for number 9 in the order in Braden Newell.
Yeah, that's a great piece of contact hitting from Newell in the bottom of the order, the senior. Big hit down the right line, just hit up in the air, good enough of an arc, and it was just hard to play that, especially with the wind from everybody who collapsed on it.
So here we go, back to the top of the order. It's going to be Michael Oldham, single and a stolen base in his first at-bat here today. Yamaha Central leading 1-0. As Nordis has to go back to the stretch position, now a quick turn and fire to first, ball pops away, but not far enough to allow the runner in Newell to advance.
He'll have a nice little pop-up there on a stance just to be prepared for a chance to maybe take off the second. So I like to see athleticism to quickly get up and be ready to maneuver. But now he has a good leadoff first.
Nordis sets at the belt. Looking for that first pitch here to Oldham. Delivers, and it's in there for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Again, the Redhawks had two base runners on in the first, but were unable to produce a run. They got their leadoff man on here in the third. No balls, one strike. Nordis checks and fires. Hard ground ball down the line at third in fair territory. That could be extra bases, but they're going to stop after one. A long turn for Newell at second. He has to hold. Good job by Wirtz out in the left field to get on that ball quickly and get it back in. But back-to-back singles here for the Redhawks, and they're brewing here in the third.
Yeah, if that was a little more harder on the exit, Velo, it could have just went straight down the left line all the way to the corner, but it had a kind of a little bit of a tail off after getting past that third base bag, which was, you know, easier to play there for the Yamaha Central defense.
Well, the Redhawks threatening here, down 1-0, batting in the top of the third. They have two on, nobody out. Here is Carson Henry, a ground out in his first at bat today. Glance at second. Nordis' first pitch lifted high in the air, foul territory, down the right field line, and the wind pushing it out of play. Boy, that landed close to an Atchison County Tiger who was warming up out there.
Yeah,
he kind of shot himself up like, whoa, that was kind of close. No balls, one strike here on Henry. Great crowd on hand per Huge. Representing both these teams, representing the Big East. Regional tournament action. Here's the 0-1. In there for a called strike, and Henry now in a tough spot against a very good pitcher in Nordis. It's 0-2. Newell at second, Oldham at first. Nordis ahead here. No balls, two strikes, sets at the belt. Couple glances back at second, nobody holding on, and that high fastball gets away, and both runners are going to advance. Boy, it just came in with so much velocity. Thomas jumped up, it kind of clipped the top of his glove and went to the backstop. And that wild pitch moving the runners up to second and third. Still nobody out.
Yeah, you mentioned that there's a runner in scoring position on second and third. Carson Henry just bats a couple pennies, under 300 on the year. He has a big chance here to drop a dime.
And a swing and a miss on a pitch on the outer edge of the plate. And down goes Henry, and Nordis racks up his fourth strikeout, but a monster first out here in the inning.
Just one away from 40 on the year, and Nordis just the patience and the calmness from, you know, recording those strikeouts and the delivery of the fastball great paintbrush around the canvas.
Here is Lucas Lancaster now. Second and third, one down. Nemaha Central's lead is 1-0. First pitch by Nordis to Lancaster is fouled away for strike number one. Monster opportunity here for the Redhawks. You do not want to come up empty here. Nordis sets, chest high, now resting at the belt level. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. And Lancaster over the top of that one. He is quickly behind at 0-2. He will set from chest to belt and fires it in, and it's fouled away. Good swing there on a knee-high fastball, but fouled back into the netting. So Lancaster again will check it up at 0-2. Grathwall on deck. Top of the third inning here in Sabetha. Nemaha Central, a 1-0 lead. Here's the pitch by Nordis. Swing and a miss, and down goes Lancaster. Back-to-back strikeouts make it 5, and now it's down to Aiden Grathwall.
They got 40 on the year. Back-to-back strikeouts in the third inning. We saw the back-to-back K's that started the second, the three up and three down. And Nordis, in a prime spot with a runner in scoring position on second and third, bounces right back in, mentally recovers, gets the back-to-back K's.
Well, Grathwall was a strikeout victim his first time up. He has got to produce a hit here. Back-to-back strikeouts here for Nordis. 5 already in the game. First pitch is delivered to Grathwall, and it's inside for ball one.
And Nordis, he's just doing a great job manipulating where that ball is going to go, keeping the batters off balance with his fastball, and it's looking real impressive.
Sets at the belt, fires, swing and a miss, and it's one ball, one strike. Good off speed. It kind of started over the middle of the plate and then ended outside the plate. Grathwall missed it all, and it's 1-1.
And he's forcing those right-handed batters to really extend their batting zone, and he's got a lot to reach in that out left side.
1-1 is blasted out of play a mile down the right field line up on the third hill here. But now it's one ball, two strikes.
It's another one that was kind of delivered over the left side quarter of the plate. He's really just trying to make those righties extend their bat and look for that. So maybe on the 1-2 here, you might see an inside pitch delivered by Nordis.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, two in scoring position here for the Redhawks. They trail 1-0 in the third. Nordis sets at the belt, kicks, fires, off speed and upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Again, back-to-back hits by Newell and Oldham to begin this inning. And then a wild pitch got him up to second and third. But Henry and Lancaster both striking out, and now a 2-2 count here on Grathwall. Here it is. And he hits it out towards right field, diving in, and it falls in for a hit, and it gets past Schmitz, and it's all the way to the fence. The Redhawks are going to take the lead. Grathwall rounding second, chugging along. It's a 2-RBI triple. And a monster piece of hitting has given the Redhawks a 2-1 lead in the third.
Grathwall looking like a freight train around the base paths there, but what a monster hit to score Newell and Oldham on both second and third, and that's a great way for the Redhawks to get red hot and to take the lead here.
Boy, Schmitz made an effort at it, diving kind of to his front side and just couldn't get there, got all the way to the fence. So a 2-1 Redhawks lead. Here is Diller, swing and a miss at the first offering, and it's 0-1. That was just monstrous, KP, for the Redhawks there.
And again, it's not an easy day. You're talking about a wind that is busted up to 25 to 30 miles an hour, pushing in the right corner of the field to the right fielder right there. The Schmitz, that is a hard and tough play to make.
Here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Oberding right there. Good field, good fire, and a good out there to retire the side. But a two-out, 2-RBI triple by senior Aiden Grathwall has given the Redhawks a 2-1 lead over Nemaha Central. 2.5 in the books. We go to the bottom of the third inning with the Redhawks leading it 2-1.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Hiawatha Redhawks getting a two-out, two-RBI triple from Aiden Grathwall. And we go to the bottom of the third inning here in Sabetha. As Omaha Central now trailing for the first time, our score is 2-1. Brandon Tavin, Brendan Proffitt, and Kirk Hillman in studio. Jack Mackey will lead things off here for the Thunder in the third. Lefty Hageman fires. First pitch in the dirt for ball one. Mackey walked in his first at-bat, but was left stranded at third to end that inning. Next pitch by Hageman, catching the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. And Jack Mackey's had a quality season. Good basketball player. Now another one by Hageman bends in there for a called strike, and Mackey quickly behind at one ball, two strikes. 2, 3, and 4 in the NC order. Olberding and Nordis also due up in the inning. Next pitch was high. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Hageman coming up strong from the mound to get this bottom of the third going. Using a lot of his pitch arsenal to show off.
Here's a 2-2, and it bended in there, but just a bit upstairs. Boy, Lancaster nearly got the frame job, and now the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, it looked like it just touched that inside right corner, just not the call.
Here's the 3-2. Ground ball, high hop over Hageman, and out into center field for a base hit. Kreider at second had a chance at a dive at it. His hat went blowing off in the process. But on a 3-2 pitch, Mackey single up the middle. And for the second consecutive inning, Omaha Central, their leadoff man on. Here is Evan Olberding, who had a nice little sacrifice bunt that got Mackey into scoring position in the first. Let's see if maybe they try that bunt scenario again with nobody out. Mackey represents the tying run over at first base. He will not show bunt. He swings and misses at the first offering on a pitch a little up and outside, and it's 0-1. Olberding came into today's game the leader in batting average and hits, OPS, and slugging. Next pitch, another swing and a miss, and quickly Olberding behind. It is 0-2. Hageman's got a good pep to his step now with his team leading for the first time today. He gave up a leadoff single on a 3-2 pitch. He's got Olberding down 0-2. Next one, just a touch inside. Barely missed. It's 1-2.
And I'll tell you what's nice here for Hageman being a left-handed pitcher is his eyes are already set directly at that first baseman. So it's kind of real hard for any Omaha Central players to get a leadoff that first base bag.
Here's the 1-2 and a pitch that's yanked to the foul side left. Stays 1-2, off-speed pitch, and kind of a late swing there, early swing, I should say, to pull that one foul. So 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Evan Olberding. Runner at first base, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning, Hiawatha leading it over NC 2-1. Here's the pitch, and it's hit to the left side, and it finds a gap out into left center for a base hit. Trying to go first to third is Mackey. The tag not in time. Just beat the throw by Henry and left, and on the process of the throw, Olberding goes first to second, and now the Thunder rolling in here with two on and scoring position with nobody out.
Yeah, massive hit there for hit number 30 of the season for Olberding, and you know, he bats 500 of the year. His first at-bat, he came up, he grounded out, and then now his second at-bat in the game, the third inning, he was able to find a nice gap out into center left.
So here is the cleanup man, Sam Nordis. And a half-hearted swing over the top of that breaking ball, and it's 0-1. So Omaha Central trailing by one, but back-to-back hits. Thunder have them at second and third, and nobody out. This is what the cleanup man is designed to do. Bring him on in. Next pitch, missing with a high fastball, 1 ball, 1 strike. And Nordis came into today's game 4-0-9. on the batting average. Struck out his first time up. Here's the pitch. It is outside. 2-1. Big opportunity here for Nemaha Central. After giving up the lead with two outs on a Grathwall triple, now they have a chance to not only tie, but get back in front here. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 here on Nordis. Nordis bats from the right side. Where's jersey number 21? Has to settle back in. Just the cap. Lays up in the box. Fairly straight up with his stance. 2-2. Here it is. Little bit up and outside. 3-2 with Reese Garrity, the big DH, due up next.
There's nothing better you can do as a pitcher is to give yourself your own run support. In this case scenario, Nemaha Central is trying to get that go-ahead run with a runner on second.
3-2, 2 in scoring position with nobody out. Big pitch on the way here by Hageman. And it's lifted out towards right field. The wind's going to push that towards the batting cage. And not quite home run distance there, but in foul territory. We'll try it at least one more time at 3-2. Runner at third is Mackey. Runner at second is Olberding. Back-to-back hits to start this inning for the Thunder. Here's the pitch off speed and a late swing and fouling it away is Nordis. So a third time we'll try it at 3-2.
Yeah, you mentioned the late swing there by Nordis, and it was not a bad late swing by him. He was probably a little bit unsure if it was going to be in the zone or not, so he took the swing, knew it was probably going to contact off to the right, so he keeps himself alive in this at-bat with a runner on second and third.
A third time, here's a 3-2, and another one, yanked foul, this time down the left field line, and we'll try it a fourth time at 3-2.
Well, he's just kind of showing off where he can hit and where he can go, but now it's just about putting it in play here for Nordis, and there's a lot of gaps. That's right down center.
Now we're still grinding this at bat. 4 consecutive 3-2 pitches coming here. As Nordis steps back in, Hageman slabs the rubber off speed, high and outside, 4, and the bases are loaded. What an at bat for Sam Nordis. And now it's Reese Garrity. And we'll have a meeting on the bump here for Hiawatha as the Thunder trailing 2-1 here. But they have the bases loaded here in the bottom of the third inning with nobody out, KP.
Yeah, and the first three batters up in the order, Mackey singled, Olberding singled, Nordis being able to earn that walk there for himself. Hageman, he's in a tough situation right now, and he has to battle out of it. He's got 3 strikeouts up at this point in the game. He's going to have to, you know, put some work there at the plate for himself to assist his team to get him in a good spot here. Because, again, sacrifice grounder or a sac fly would tie the game, and possibly another one could easily take the go-ahead with no outs on the board.
Well, at least if you're Hiawatha, every base is in play. The infield is back to this point. But the big body, senior DH in Reese Garrity, who has hit 2 home runs this year, and he is a lefty. Only negative is he's going up against a lefty here in Hageman. That advantage is for the pitcher, and the first pitch is fouled away back into the seats. And it's 0-1. Garrity walked in his first at-bat to lead off the second and came around to score on the single by Thomas.
And he is just primed for a big home run position here as a left-handed hitter. He can hook it out to the right with that 30-mile-per-hour wind.
Next pitch bends in there for a called strike, and a huge pitch there. Garrity now behind at 0-2. Bases are loaded. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Nemaha Central trying to get back in front. They trail Hiawatha 2-1. Here's the 0-2, and it's going to get away. It's going to be an out, and a run is going to score as the ball got away from the catcher. Well, you'll take it. If you're Nemaha Central, Garrity strikes out. But darting in from third is Mackey to tie the game at 2-2. And in the process, Olberding goes to third, and Nordis goes to second. So that brings up Derek Wirtz with runners at second and third. One out. The game now tied at 2-2. Pitch by Hageman. Low and inside for 1. Wirtz singled in his first at-bat today. Back in the second, but was left stranded at third to end that inning. Here's a 1-0. Hit to the left side on a high hop, deep short. Jensen Fields, only play is at first. Did he beat it out? He did. An infield hit and an RBI by Derek Wirtz, and Nemaha Central regains the lead. It is 3-2.
And that's an unfortunate situation for Jensen. He really played it quite well. He was able to watch the hop. He crow, and then he crow hopped at the first base. He had a lot of heat behind the throw to the first base back to Grasswall, but unfortunately for him, Derek Wirtz just had too much speed under his boots, and that right there, that was able to get him on first to single.
Here is Caden Peterson. Nemaha Central back in front. It's 3-2. They're still at the corners and still only one out. Hageman a little soft toss over to first, and Wirtz back in there safely. So three hits given up in the inning, and the Thunder doing damage here. From down 2-1 to up 3-2, and still a chance for more. Here's Hageman's pitch. It is high to Mr. Peterson for ball number one. Peterson struck out his first time up.
They just got the back pick on the third base, taking out Jack Mackey.
Right.
Evan Overding.
So they pick off, or that was Nordis, picked off at third base. Wow, so that is a huge second out. Wirtz in that process goes to second. So now two down and a runner at second base, and the pitch to Peterson is fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. But boy, that is a crucial out right there for the Redhawks.
So Wirtz, he took off the second base, and Lancaster, he was prepping the throw to there. However, during that process, it was when Nordis was caught in the quarter between the third base and the home plate bag. Lancaster shortened that throw up and then quickly threw it back to that third bag, and that was just a great play by Newell.
And there's Peterson, a little slicer down the first base line, and it's picked up by Grathwall. He touches the bag and retires the side. But the Thunder do the damage, and they retake the lead three innings in. Thunder 3, Hiawatha 2. You're listening to High School Baseball here on KNZA.
What's up, radio fam? It's Jake once again down here at Denali Home Design in Topeka. We are at 2335 Northwest Clay Street. Just punch that into your GPS, guys. It's right off 24 Highway. Come down and see us. It's a big-time opportunity for you to check out what Denali has to show for you guys. And then if you come see me, all you got to do is beat me in the game of war. It's a pretty easy game to beat me. I only get one card. You get a minimum of three, and you can get up to three entries to get into our drawing for that 2024 Bad Boy Bandit. This is an amazing UTV you guys can have an opportunity to win that we're giving away in August. Hanging out with Jason again. Jason, I want to know, what does the process look like for people when they decide, okay, I'm going to give Denali a shot, and I don't know exactly what I'm trying to do here?
Yeah, for sure, Jake. Well, whether it's a new builder or a remodel client, new builders will send me their a PDF of the blueprint. I'll digitally take it off on my digitizer. Then I'll call the client and have them come in to make their selections, which is an easy process. They all have their allowances, and my job is to give them the very best product that fits into their allowance, exceeding their expectations more often than not, I hope. If it's a remodel client, they'll just come in, or they'll call me. I'll go out to their house personally. I measure. I come back once again, drop all their measurements into my digitizer to do the takeoff. I can adjust their seams, so on and so forth. Gives the client a clear snapshot picture of what their square footage is, where their seams will be, and it just makes them feel much more comfortable with the process because it shows their waste factor and everything that they need to know to make a sound purchase. After that, we'll make selections. I process a bid. I'll email that to them within a day, and then we just go from there. All of our installers are top quality, all certified, and it's just a great place to be, and once again, a great family business.
Great family business. If you don't know anything about, you need to come down and learn about it a little bit here. We got Randy and Chris and Jason all down here can tell you everything you need to know, whether you're in a remodel, whether you're looking at about expanding, whether you're looking at something brand new. Make sure you give Denali your first opportunity here. Again, 2335 Northwest Clay Street, right off Highway 24. We're here till 7 o'clock here tonight in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to Sabetha. Appreciate that report, Jake Spaulding. We are in the fourth inning of play. Nemaha Central, a 3-2 lead against the Hiawatha Redhawks. Michael Jensen led things off with an infield single, and now up Brent Hageman for innings 4 and 5. Crendon Prophet.
You heard it. We're up in the top of the fourth inning. Leadoff man Jensen was able to get off the single, and now here it is. It's Brent Hageman. 1-0 counts. Nordis, 5 strikeouts so far in the game, 40 on the year, giving a couple head nods, and now the delivery. Showing bunt, gets it down to the left, and Hageman is thrown out at first base on time. Great out from the third baseman, and Jack Mackey coming all the way over and just not too far off to the left of Nordis. He was able to call it off and make the throw on time to first.
Well, the bunt try by Hageman put down. It looked like at first Nordis was going to field it, and then Mackey out of nowhere, the bare-handed field, and the throw was a little bit off target, but boy, Peterson made just as good of a play over there at first base to just get it in time. Good thing for the Redhawks to get the runner to second, but the first down of the inning.
Hey, by the way, we're coming up the sophomore Cooper Kreider. Last time up, grounded out the shortstop. First pitch is to him and fouled straight back off the top of the barrel of the bat. 0-1 count now.
Well, it's been a good game so far. Still a lot to go. Just in the top of the fourth. Had multiple lead changes. Omaha Central led first. Redhawks came back, and then the Thunder right back in front after that.
Dealing on the 0-1 count. Now it's quickly 0-2, and Kreider will have to defend. Fastball just delivered in the low outside corner.
Yeah, Kreider had a 3-1 count in his first at bat. Swung at a pitch that might have been outside the zone. Ended up grounding out to short.
Kreider on the 0-2. Here's the delivery. It winds up in the top. This is chopping down the right line. And is that perfectly on the chalk? Yes, it is.
They're going to say, it's
foul. So the
goes straight down and probably bounced off this hard turf, I don't know, 25, 30 feet in the air. And Peterson over there at first base, boy, it was about right on the line when he came down with it, but the umpire behind the dish said foul ball, and we stay 0-2.
0-2 count against Cooper Kreider. Runner on second is Michael Jensen, Nordis, setting. And looking a quick glance back at second. Now there's the delivery down home plate in the left corner. It got the spike on swing and look for a double play opportunity on third base. And safe is Michael Jensen, but a dropped third strike. The tag is applied to Cooper Kreider, and Thomas quickly turned himself to his left and tried to make the play to third, but it was not on time. So Michael Jensen now sets himself up in scoring position with the ninth batter due up in the order, Braden Newell, the senior.
Newell had a good piece of hitting in his first at-bat with a single and a run scored.
He led off the top of the third inning. Now possibly could be the last out of the top of the fourth.
Oh, we've seen good pieces of two-out hitting for the Redhawks here today, and they're going to need another one here from number nine in the order with that runner at third and two down.
0-1 count now, even up to 1-1. Fastball just low and outside of the zone against Newell. He steps out, and now he's back in the box. 1-1 count, runner on third with two down in the top of the fourth, 3-2. The Redhawks down by one, looking to even it up here. Pitch just outside of the box to the left, and a swing and a miss from Newell, and he is down on the count, 1-2.
That is perfectly located, a knee-high fastball, outer edge, and almost a pitch that was nearly unhittable.
1-2 count, trying to end the top of the fourth. Nordis for strikeout number 41 of the year, just high up in the attic, and that knots up the count to 2-2. The throw back to Nordis from Thomas almost got away.
Man, don't want to do that in this scenario. Trying to keep that runner honest at third, which represents the tying run.
Even count 2-2. Nordis setting and firing down the middle and is fouled straight back to the right of Newell. And that will keep the count tied up at 2-2.
Oh, we saw the clutch two-out hits. My Grathwall, which gave the Redhawks the lead in the third inning, but going to need something again here from Mr. Braden Newell.
Nordis throws to third base, and Jensen is safe on his stand-up way back. Out of the box right now, Braden Newell, and stepping back in, leading with his right foot in, takes a tap of the bat right in front of him, now swings it over his shoulder with a couple of bobs, and the neon pink gloves, and takes a hard swing. It's chopped down to center, and a throw from the shortstop off the turnaround is on time. What a play from Evan Olberding on time to Caden Peterson to end the inning at the bottom. So no runs produced, one hit, no errors, and one track left on base for the Redhawks. And Seymour Central, who still hold the lead, 3-2 going into the bottom of the fourth.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We head into the bottom of the fourth inning here, where it's the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, up 3-2 over the Redhawks. Brendan Proffitt, Brandon Satman, and Kirk Gilman all back in studio.
Special K.
Bringing you the coverage here today. And here it is Levi Thomas to lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth. And he swings, and this is off the first pitch.
I remember Levi Thomas about a couple feet, maybe less, away from a home run in his first at-bat, the longest hit single I've ever seen. That resulted in an RBI.
Here a 1-1 count. And up next, Carter Hike, the ninth batter in the order, and this one is fouled straight away, and that one is still hailing to the right.
And towards the cars.
And towards the cars. And the wind battling any larger than 30 miles an hour, someone may have been walking home with maybe a broken mirror.
And a game ball.
1-2. Hope you get to keep it in that case. This one pops up all the way to the infield. It's playable from the shortstop position. And Michael Jensen, and he downs the first out of the bottom of the fourth.
Well, I think the least you could do if my windshield took a foul ball, I should at least be able to keep the ball. I'm not giving it back, I promise you that.
Probably got a couple of slices in it, too, to hit the window. Carter Hike at the ninth batter in the order. Last time struck out. Here with one out. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch, low and away for ball number one. Hike, the center fielder junior.
Maybe the best quarterback returning in the 2A classification.
Gets this hit right back to the shortstop position. Jensen fires it just a little too high over the glove of Grapp Wall. And that's going to head to the dugout. So Carter Hike will get permission to head to the second base bag. And
yeah, I think it's going down as an error for sure, but I think that goes against the first baseman and Grapp Wall. It was high, but that was in his glove for a quick time, and then it popped out and went back into the dugout, so Hike able to take second base, and now the Thunder trying to add to a one-run lead here in the fourth with still only one out.
The old saying, if you can touch it, you can catch it. So that goes down as the air. Runner now on second. Carter Hike in scoring position. First pitch here to Caleb Hemick outside for ball number one. He's quickly back in the box here, rotates the back and hovers it over the shoulder. Hageman now delivering far outside of the zone to the left for ball number two. Ball just knocks right out of his glove after the throwback from Lancaster. And now he's setting himself back up on the mound.
3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for NC. 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Redhawks.
Hageman here delivering on the 2-0 count. Got the swing and the miss from Caleb Hemick. Hemick, who has gotten out twice today already, 0-for-2 at the at-bat. Next delivery here, this one sliced out to left, a slide by Jensen. He's not able to get to it. It will go down as a RBI single. And Lancaster was trying to get the out on the first base bag with Hemick taking a little bit extra off and running from it, but unfortunately Grapp Wall was not on the bag, and Lancaster just had a couple of pump throws and held it back.
All right, how close this game has been to this point. When you score one, it almost feels like you're scoring two or three. So this two-run lead, just monstrous. Both these pitchers have done a good job, a good piece of hitting there by Hemick.
4-2 in the bottom of the fourth with one down. Nemaha Central with the lead. A bunt is shown. That is just
a foul ball
just right perfectly in down of the home plate, but not quite crossing the stripe.
Yeah, just bounced up off home plate there. Mackey, so he comes back and see if he continues. Still only one out, so see if he continues to try to lay down that bunt. And Mackey's had a good day with a walk and a single.
Jack Mackey, 0-1. Evan Overding up next, the hit leader on this team. Mackey, having reached base twice today. Ball outside for ball one. 1-1 count.
Yeah, he did show the bunt there. Pulled it back. Good eye there. For NC's number 13.
Mackey walked out his first at bat and the second one taken in the third inning. He had the single, and now he delivers a bunt down to the left side. Playable from the third base. And it's a throw on time to first, and that will get the second out of the inning. Great play by Brendan Newell.
Did his job simply, got a good bunt down, got that runner up into scoring position. But if you're the Redhawks, you got the second out, and you need just one more. But you got clearly the best hitter coming up here for NC, and that's Evan Overding.
He McNow on second. Evan Overding 1-for-2 today. First pitch against Overding goes far inside for ball number one. 1-0 count now for Overding.
Got a single and a run scored back in the third.
Again, takes a glance back at second. Now delivers right down Broadway, and that is a swing and a miss from Mackey and Overding, and a slide into third base, and being able to get the steal is Hemick. And now Hemick is in a favorable scoring position off of a single here for Overding.
Again, two outs. If you're Hageman, don't worry about the runner. You got to get the hitter.
The 1-1, just high in the attic for ball number two. The 2-1 count against Evan Overding. Next pitch, this one chopped just foul to the right. Evened up at a 2-2 count. Hageman, he can put the bow on the inning and leave it just to one run scored in the bottom of the fourth. And that's come up with a big strikeout. Record a strikeout. Innings 1, 2, and 3 has yet to do so in inning number 4. This one delivered. Michael Jensen picks up from the shortstop position. A firing throw to first base. A good stretch and reach from Grafwall. And that will end the inning. It is now 4-2. Nemaha Central just puts up one run in the bottom of the fourth. 4-2 is the score. Nemaha Central leads over Hiawatha. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And let's stop with it.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. We are entering the top of the fifth inning. Nemaha Central extends their lead now to 4-2. Redhawks with the bat at the top of the order now to Michael Oldham.
He immediately gets hit in the foot on that first pitch from Nordis. So, painful way to get the leadoff man on, but in a two-run deficit here for the Redhawks, you need those base runners.
Yeah, that is a slow walk to first base. Coach went and checked up on him, but Oldham looks to be good to go. And now it is Carson Henry up to bat, Lucas Lancaster on deck, and in the hole in Grafwall, who had the reach and play to end the fourth. So runner on, no outs in the top of the fifth for the Redhawks. Carson Henry, who is 0-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout, throw back to first base, is safe on for Oldham. And now getting set and back up in two position is Nordis. taking a nod. Now the delivery of the pitch for strike number one on the count, looking for that back pick, Dak back to first, but Oldham is safe. And now Nordis taking a look back at first. 1-0 is the count. And now Nordis set and delivering, and that is going to bounce off the left foot of Thomas, and that wild pitch is going to allow Oldham all the way to go to second base.
He was taken off anyways and
wasn't really paying attention, Oldham, to where that ball went. He was eyes straight on second base and went in head first. It kind of had a keen eye on it. He could have taken a long turn there at second and maybe flirted with running to third. Here it's a 1-1 count. Next pitch, delivered by Nordis, is delivered just outside. It is now 2-1. Scoreboard need to get corrected here. They have 3-0, but the umpire shows the 2-1. Henry, batting from the right on the 2-1 count, delivered into the dirt for ball number three. Now 3-1 count against Carson Henry. Runner on second with no down in the top of the fifth here.
That's a crucial stop by Thomas behind the dish. That ball landed in the dirt, stabbed it with the glove side, and certainly kept Oldham on at second base.
Nordis with 6 strikeouts today, 41 on the season, delivers one down the middle. It is picked up to the right and fouled out of play. It is a full count for Carson Henry with a runner in scoring position.
Well, again, still only one, or nobody out in the inning, and get that runner into scoring position. Again, a 4-2 lead for Nemaha Central. If you're the Redhawks, you got to find a way to get at least that runner in from second.
Full count for Henry, delivery, and this is picked up out to the right field, going down and picking it up out and right is Schmidt. And that records out number one of the top of the fifth.
Boy, Schmidt had to run a long way towards the line to make that catch. That is not an easy play with how this wind is blowing today, and gets far enough in to keep Oldham at second base and a big first out here in the inning for NC.
Lucas Lancaster now taking the at-bat with a runner in scoring position on second base and one down. Nordis kicks and delivers just to the left of the corner of the zone, and that will go for ball number one. Nordis, quick lean, and now set back up. Staring straight down the plate and fires off a strike in the left corner of the zone.
Yeah, pretty similar spot to where that first pitch ended up, but one went for a ball, the other for a strike.
1-1 count. Nordis, a glance at second, and now a delivery down at the top of the zone, but it is in for strike call number two. Now a 1-2 count against Lucas Lancaster. He struck out his last at-bat. He reached base once back in the first inning off of a walk. Now Nordis searching for another strikeout. This one lined hard behind the back right netting. And that will stay the count to a 1-2.
Late swing there on that fastball, but just got it out in foul territory to stay alive.
Lancaster on the 1-2. Nordis takes a look back and fires off for strike number three. A strikeout, not looking. Looking for Lancaster. He has struck out on back-to-back at-bats. Now 0-2, and now Aiden Grathwall steps up with Diller on deck and Jensen in the hole.
That is 7 strikeouts now for Mr. Nordis, and he has had a quality afternoon in that category.
42 on the year. 2 down in the top of the fifth with a runner on second, and this is a high scoop all the way out to right. Is it playable by the fence? Falling over is Schmidt. He was keeping an eye on the ball, but not on the boundary line. And he
tried to make a web gem out there, but
oh, yeah,
a little bit too far out.
So that's a foul ball against Grathwall. It's now 0-1. And here, slight stoppage of play. First base umpire is communicating. And they need more baseballs. That seems to be the issue. So
I've done a lot of foul balls today, for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely something you want to keep track of is that the game of baseball is played with baseballs.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They need to go a little extra. I guess we can maybe throw in a couple boots in there. They can try pitching whatever.
I swear, I thought they'd just been playing with golf balls the whole time.
Yeah, that would be a hard piece of hitting.
Oh, you'd be able to launch a golf ball with these aluminum bats, I can tell you that much.
First, second pitch goes outside of the zone against Grathwall, so it's now a 1-1 count.
And remember, Grathwall had the big two-out, two-run triple, which gave Hiawatha their lone lead of the game back in the third.
1-1 count, Nordis delivers. It is picked up straight high in the air. Brandon Tabman wants to go for it, but the catcher is trying to make the play and just getting put in a total 360 turn spin cycle. Thomas is, man, he took his mask off and he looked for the high skip in the air, but unfortunately there was no pot of gold at the end of that rainbow and the play was not made, so it stays up 2 on the count.
The odds of making that catch with this breeze and how high that ball went, very, very slim, but Nordis gave his catcher a nice pat on the head for a great effort. And now a 2-strike count here on Grathwall.
Nordis can still ring up strikeout number 8 of the game on the 0-2. Here is the delivery, and behind on it by a quarter of a mile, Grathwall strikes out, swinging back-to-back games, 8 on the game for Nordis. It is 4-2. We head into the bottom of the fifth. Nemaha Central still leading here over the Hiawatha Redhawks.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nemaha Central leads 4-2 over the Hiawatha Redhawks. First pitch is Sam Nordis, goes inside to the corner. It's now 0-1 start here against Nordis.
Now, big inning here for Hageman, trying to keep this thing at the two-run deficit.
That's one launched right out into straightaway center. 360 doesn't have the distance. It hits the back of the wall just behind Oldham, trying to turn it all the way into a triple and trickling all the way down the third base with a slide and trip is Sam Nordis. What a way to lead off the bottom of the fifth.
That is the first triple of the year by Sam Nordis. And I tell you what, he had Oldham out in center field just turning around as he tried to play that. And that one-hop defense, Crendon, in straightaway center where that sign says 381. A lot of fields that they play at throughout the season, more of them than not, that would have been gone.
First pitch just under for ball number one against Reese Garrity. Up next is Derek Wirtz and Caden Peterson. Runner in scoring position on third base with known down here in the bottom of the fifth. First strike call in the inside corner against Garrity. It's now 1-1 on the count. Garrity steps out. Big bat on batting from the left side. Left foot hogging up the inside stripe, and there he gets hit on the inside of his shoulder. And man, he is really close up inside of that box. He is right on the chalked up line, and he was hitting that shoulder.
That's a big spot, really, for both sides. Here comes a meeting on the hill, and I've seen a couple times in the last couple of innings, Hageman, after a pitch, just kind of shaking that left arm a little bit. Not sure if there's any relation to any fatigue or discomfort or something like that, but looks like Hageman still has the ball, so don't think it's a pitching change yet, but this is, Crendon, probably the most crucial part in this game with Nemaha Central leading by two, and now they have him at the corners with nobody out. Yeah, Hageman's going to have to settle back in here. Looks like he'll, at least for now, keep that ball and continue on the rubber. He's had a good day, but just a couple of timely hits by Nemaha Central helped him out to this, again, two-run lead.
Yeah, right now it's just about putting run support behind Hageman, and really four runs given up against that quality team like Nemo Central. I mean, if you can keep that stat line for, you know, six innings through, it'd look really good. But I think Hageman just is trying to deal out the rest of the fifth, I would reckon. Here, a pitch down the middle for strike one against Wirtz, but there is no throw to second base as Reese Garrity is able to hop in there for a steal.
Yeah, big time. So now second and third and nobody out.
So Nordis on third, Garrity on second, Wirtz on an 0-1 count. And now here's the delivery, showing bunt. It bounces right in front, and the throw up through the home plate bag is just not good, and it goes all the way to the backstop, and it allows another to score. Garrity comes in from third, and Wirtz, who drops the bunt single, will go all the way to second from the missed throw to home plate.
Well, it was a squeeze opportunity there. Wirtz put down a great effort, and coming off the rubber was Hageman to field, and he tried to flip it to the catcher in Lancaster with his glove, so he didn't exchange it from glove to hand, and now the umpires are meeting in the middle of the mound, but when he flipped it towards the catcher in Lancaster, that's going to go down as an error because that was just not on target. It's going to be the second error of the Redhawks today, and there just wasn't much behind it. It trickled all the way to the backstop and just heads up base running by both Nordis and Garrity to score, and that is a costly mistake for the Redhawks as that two-run deficit has quickly turned into a four-run deficit with still nobody out. And Wirtz at second base.
Now lead again mentioned 6-2. Four-run lead for Nemaha Central here in the bottom of the fifth. Hageman still on the mound. Runner on second in scoring position. No out in the bottom of the fifth. Here showing bunt is Peterson. It goes down the right line. It progresses the runner from second to third. The throw is safe on first base, and Wirtz is going to go around and score off the throw to first base, and they mix confusion on the call. So now Wirtz scores, and Peterson is safe on first.
That's going to be another error. It goes against the first baseman in Grathwall. He had it in his glove. There was a little bit of contact between him and Peterson. Well, that little collision popped the ball out. Another run is in. Two crucial errors by the Redhawks leading to three runs, and now a 7-2 Thunder lead.
And three total errors on this game that have all proved dividends. Now, lining up, Levi Thomas with the bats, takes strike one. Still no outs in the bottom of the fifth. It is 7-2, Nemaha Central leads. 0-1 count against Levi Thomas, the catcher, and next pitch goes high and out of the zone for ball one. 1-1 count. And the pencil bat being brought back out. Levi Thomas popping it over the shoulder and takes strike call number two down the middle. 1-2 count now for Levi Thomas with a runner on first and no down in the bottom of the fifth. And Hageman staring at first now delivers way outside in the top right corner that knocks the count up to 2-2. Thomas steps out, takes a swing, and he's back in and ready to box. Over the shoulder for the left-handed batter, and Thomas, he gets a piece of it. It is up in the air. It is the catcher in Lancaster who runs all the way down to the right netting, but it's a fan who catches it on the play.
Fan had to pop up out of her seat there.
Well,
and a kid went diving on it. He goes, "This is my ball."
And now he's dribbling it like a basketball. I think he's got it mixed, and now he's going between the hands.
Well, we've been fighting for balls all day, so someone's probably going to come up to that kid and be like, "Hey, man, we need that."
Would you consider that a steal? We'll see. Here, a chopper out to the right, and the throw is on time to the first base bag from the second baseman in Kreider, but the hit allows Peterson to get to second base, and Thomas is out on the grounder to second.
Well, just had to get that first out. Finally do so. Maybe that relaxes Hageman just a touch. But again, he's kind of fighting some fatigue, shaking that arm a little bit after a few of these pitches, but just trying to get out of this with no more harm done.
Ninth batter in the order, Carter Hike, showing bunt.
Foul tipped
it. Just foul tipped it a little under the bridge. It's now an 0-1 count against Hike with a runner in scoring position on second base, as it is Peterson who is trotting along back to it. Again, just one down. And Nemaha just trying to get Peterson in a scoring position on third base. Heinicke has reached once off of the first error of the game from the Red Hawks. That was in the last inning, so three errors in just back-to-back innings here. Out of the zone, 1-1 count now for Carter Heinicke. Hageman sets up, and now here's the offering and a half-hearted swing as the ball goes in the top left of the corner, and that's just out of the zone by Skoch. It's 2-1. Heinicke evened up to his left, not quite in the box. Now he steps up and gets ready for the dish. Here, delivery from Hageman. Here's the pitch, and the left side corner is just out. It's a 3-1 count, and to the favor of Heinicke is the pitch count. Heinicke looking for possibly his first big hit of this game and trying to get a runner in to score. He's had 6 RBIs of the season, looking for RBI number 7. This is rocketed out to right. Looks like Diller is running in for it, but it is foul off the right line. So it keeps it to the full count, or it fills the count up now with the foul ball, so it's a 3-2 against Carter Heinicke. There, the leadoff triple by Nordis, and then the hit by pitch, and then back-to-back errors leading to the 3 runs here. But Hiawatha, you just got to buckle down and get out of it. No more harm allowed. Carter Heinicke, the junior center fielder, 9th in the batting order. Due up is the leadoff, and he chops it to the left side of the shortstop position. It's Jensen, and Jensen is on time to the grass wall at first, and that will get the out. But the production of the bat was there from Heinicke as Peterson was able to progress his way to third base, and that is a runner in scoring position on third for Caleb Heinicke, who had singled up in his last at-bat in the fourth inning.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jensen is a very good defensive shortstop for the Redhawks. He made a nice play there.
Hageman, here's the first pitch against Heinicke, and almost just a foot to the left of the third base bag, a dive from Newell to try to make the play on it. I want to skip it on the ground, though.
Heck of a move by the umpire to twirl his way out of the way of that one. Came in hot off the bat and maybe a foot or two left of potentially being a fair ball.
0-1 count for Heinicke. Hageman rising the right leg and delivering just outside the zone. So now a 1-1 count. 3-1s have come up here in the bottom of the fifth for Nemaha Central. They are now up 7-2, 5-run lead in the bottom of the fifth with 2 down, runner on third. Pitch just outside of the zone, the top left corner. And puts it to the 2-1 count after the first pitch was line foul for Heinicke. So Hageman takes a small peek to third base and now sets back up, delivering on the 2-1. It's going to center, and now will drop for an RBI single for Caleb Heinicke. That is run number 8 of the game for the Omaha Central Thunder, and they crack a storm with 4 runs in this bottom of the fifth alone, and that is another mound meeting, and that just might be it here for Hageman.
So Hageman got off to a strong start, and it will be a pitching change here for the Redhawks.
So in that case, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. The score right now, it is a solid out 8-2. Leading the way here is the Nemaha Central, the Thunder.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Pitching change for the first time today for either team. It's the Hiawatha Redhawks who have to make the adjustment. Hageman goes out to the dugout, and coming out is Ethan Morton, who also replaced him in the batting order.
Yeah, Hageman, 4 2/3, couldn't quite get out of this inning. 4 strikeouts, 3 walks, 7 hits, 8 runs, 5 earned. Again, the couple of errors, of course, this inning by the Redhawk defense not helping Hageman's cause.
Bottom of the fifth here, 2 down, runner on first, and that is trying to make a steal on second base, and they call it safe. Caleb Hienick starting it off here, a little rough for Morton. And here, one again, first batter faced is going to be Jack Mackey. Taking a look back to second, and now here's the delivery. This one picked up out to the left center, trying to eye it down. The play is made easily by Carson Henry, and that will end the destructive bottom of the fifth inning for Nemaha Central. They were able to put up 4 runs and extend their lead 8-2. Now they're up by 6, going up into the top of the 6th here on the MSU Sports Euro Network. We'll be back right after this.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tegan Diller leading things off here for the Redhawks. They got work to do as we start the sixth inning here in Sabetha. KP, Double K, BT with you. An 8-2 Nemaha Central lead as Sam Nordis back to work. As Diller fouls away the first pitch, no balls, one strike. Jensen and then Ethan Morton will follow in this inning. Next pitch taken on the inside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-2. What's been impressive about Nordis today, pitching into this sixth inning, 8 strikeouts and no walks. The 0-2, lifted high in the air, shallow center field, the wind pushing it out, and it's going to be Hike who comes in to make the catch. Ran a long ways to get that one, but the first out here in the sixth inning.
Hut.
I think Nemaha Central, probably the number one ranked 2A team, or at least will be one of the top three teams maybe preseason once we get to football in the fall, and Hike a big part of that and makes a good play there for out number one. So here's Jensen. Base is empty, 1 down in the 6th. Nemaha Central leading 8-2. 1 ball, no strikes. Jensen 1 for 2 today, and he rockets it right back to Nordis on one hop, casual with the underhand to first. Just like that, out number 2. Nordis working quickly here in the 6th.
Yeah, you know, he's keeping that pitch count to the position where he can try to finish and complete this game, and that'd be great for his numbers to try to improve up to 4-2 on the season in the games he started.
Now it's Ethan Morton who came in for Hageman, so Morton gets his first at bat today and swinging a miss at the first offering, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, Norris taking no time here to attack his first time going against the batter.
A swift first 2 outs recorded here for Sam Nordis and the Thunder. They try to lock their spot in the semifinals next week. Nordis next pitch, missing a little bit inside, and it's, I believe, 1-2. That one in the dirt.
Here a chance to end this top of the 6th and get out with a low pitch count for Sam Nordis.
Popped up high in the air. Will it stay in play? Foul territory. Diving, and it popped out of the glove, and it's going to be a foul ball. Boy, Peterson about made an absolute web gym there in foul territory right by the batter's or the on-deck circle. Well, we'll try it again at 2-2. Bases empty, two down, top six. 8-2, Nemaha Central. Morton still an opportunity here as that one just popped out of the glove of Peterson, who almost made a fantastic play.
Such great athleticism.
2-2. Another one lifted very high in the air. This is going to stay inside, and jumping to make the catch is the catcher in Thomas. Well, Peterson almost had a great play, and right back to it, it's Thomas in foul territory to make the catch in a Taylor Swift 1-2-3 inning in the sixth inning for Nordis. We go to the bottom half. All Nemaha Central, they lead 8-2 here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
Identity theft is no joke. Over $10 billion was lost due to ID theft last year alone. Keep yourself safe by checking your credit reports annually, reviewing bank statements, and changing your passwords frequently.
Be sure to review privacy settings on apps and your online accounts to protect your identity and give you peace of mind.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second game of our triple header on KNCA. It's heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. The two seed Nemaha Central Thunder leading the seven seed Hiawatha Redhawks by a score of 8-2. Ethan Morton back out of the Hiawatha dugout, toes the flab, fires the first pitch to Evan Olberding. It's in there for a called strike. And the bottom of the sixth is underway. Thunder have scored in every inning except the first. One in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, and four in the fifth. That was the big inning that blew the game open.
Well, how also about that last inning? Eight batters went through the order for Nemaha Central, and that's your kind of your key there to the hole, is that unlocked a lot of that scoring, was that ability to get so many guys to go through the order and produce.
1-1 by Morton. It's fouled away here by Olberding. Up and out of play, and it's one ball, two strikes. But again, the Redhawks, two crucial errors in that inning that helped lead to the four runs.
Yeah, and three errors in the last two innings combined. So, unfortunately for the Redhawks, it's just been a lot of misplay and misfires.
1-2 up and inside. Two balls, two strikes here on Olberding. Sam Nordis, Reese Garrity also due up for this Thunder team, looking for win number 15 on the season. Next pitch, runs inside, count runs full, three balls, two strikes. And the first semifinal is set for next week. It'll be Riverside and Marysville. Nemaha Central trying to punch their ticket to the second semifinal, and a swing and a miss there. Or was it a foul tip? Stays alive, okay, 3-2 again. Of course, we'll have one more game after this, Sabetha and Atchison County. Next pitch, runs inside, missing, ball four. Good at bat for Olberding, and now he has reached in two of his four at bats today.
Yeah, and Olberding, he averages over 1,000 OPS on the season, so his ability to get on base is real important for the team, and right here he puts puts Sam Norris in a great position here with a runner on, no outs.
Two infield umpires chatting behind the mound about something. Kind of stalling the play here as Sam Nordis gets set to check in. He's had a great day on the bump. He's pitched all six innings. I would guess probably will be back out there for the seventh, but we'll see. But at the plate, a strikeout, a walk, and a triple and a run scored. That triple lit off that four-run fifth inning. Olberding, about a three-step lead, being held on by Grafwald. Doesn't go. Pitch is swung on and fouled away down the right field line. It's going to be in foul territory and out of play. No balls, one strike. These two teams played less than 2 weeks ago, with Nemaha Central getting the sweep. And now trying to win their third game in three tries against the Redhawks. And that one goes behind the batter in Nordis and gets to the backstop. And that is as easy of a rundown to second as you could get for Evan Olberding. And he's into scoring position with nobody out.
this is a tough inning here for Morton. I mean, he came in and was able to get the first batter he faced out against Jack Mackey going into that bottom of the fifth. They hear he's going to have to go, you know, for the full three outs. It's going to be a mental battle for him to get through this.
Next pitch outside, 2-1. As I just mentioned, Sabetha and ACCHS in our final game of the triple header, about 25 minutes after the conclusion of this one here. 2-1, pitch to Nordis. Off speed, ground ball, third base side. Newell looking for first, and now they got the runner. And Olberding caught between second and third. The throw to third is not in time. He's safe. He beats out the pickle. And nobody is out. Now runners at the corners.
And that's a big, another one of those unfortunate misplays from Hiawatha. Newell had it and had a chance to throw it to the first base bag, and then he was like, okay, well, I can throw it there to the second base and try to get the out. And then there was a jimmy jam there where Kreider then had it, and Kreider had to throw it back to the third base bag, and unfortunately it was just too high of a throw, and Newell just couldn't apply it.
Runners at the corners with nobody out. Here's the pitch. Garrity takes one in there for a called strike, and in the process, Nordis to second without a throw.
And in just a blink of an eye with no outs, there's a runner on second and third and a big chance to expand this lead here for Nemaha Central.
Bottom of the sixth, 8-2, Nemaha Central. Lone two runs for the Redhawks back in the third. Here's the pitch, low and inside. Good stab by Lancaster to keep it in front. And it evens up, 1-1.
Well, thinking to mention here, the game-winning run is Derek Wirtz, who's on deck right now. If Garrity can reach, it's again 10 after 5 run rule.
Morton sets, takes his time and fires, and that one just missed off the plate outside. 2-1. Garrity today, a walk, couple runs scored. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has also struck out. The big DH, the big lefty against the righty in Morton. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Good catch on the outside corner. Evens up 2-2. And the Redhawks came into today's game, 10 consecutive losses, but a lot of those games were tight. 2-2 by Morton. Oh, that one well low and inside. The golf ball swing. They have to throw it down to first, and they collect the outs and keep the runners at second and third, respectively, with Nordis and Olberding, and that's a big first out in the inning.
Yeah, Morton put a fastball just directly, knee low, and it got Garrity going golfing for it. Like I said, it's a good day to go golfing, but unfortunately not in that situation to get that strikeout. But one down, runner still on second and third for Nemaha Central.
Here's Derek Wirtz, the left fielder. RBI single in the third. He singled back in the second. He's reached on an error. He takes one up and in for 1-1. Certainly a productive day. Mr. Wirtz wearing jersey number 23, batting from the right side. Morton sets. Chest level, kicks, fires, low and outside. Another good stop by Lancaster. Well, the runner at third is Olberding. Runner at second is Nordis. 2-0. Hitter friendly count here for Wirtz. 8-2. Nemaha Central leading by 6 in the 6th. Here's the pitch. Another one in the dirt. Dug out again by Lancaster. Now 3-0. With Caden Peterson in the on-deck circle. KP mentioned if somehow Nemaha scratches 4 across in this inning, that would end the game. Here's the pitch. Taken all the way, and it's a called strike. Now 3-1.
Or it's just putting the red light on himself on a 3-0 count, and really you can't blame him there. It'll be interesting to see what he tries to do here, but I'm sure priority number one is try to put himself on base for Peterson to try to knock in some runs.
Here's the 3-1. Ground ball left side, finds the hole into left field for a base hit past Jensen. Walking in from third is Olberding. They hold Nordis at third. It's an RBI single by Wirtz, and he extends the lead to 9-2.
Now just 3 runs away from Nemaha Central. They're just chipping away here slowly but surely. But right now, the game-winning run being represented by Caden Peterson. It is the batter who represents it. The double play is now an opportunity, though, for Hiawatha to take advantage of if they can.
Wirtz is driven in 2 tonight. They're at the corners with 1 down. Here is Peterson. First pitch by Morton in the dirt. Another good stab by Lancaster. And it's 1. Boy, Lancaster really working hard behind the dish this inning.
Suarez is able to go and take second. Now runners are set up promptly back in second and third scoring position.
One ball, no strikes, one out, two on in scoring position. The next pitch missing upstairs, and it's two balls, no strikes. Kind of a similar feel to our first game where it was close into the middle innings, but then much like Riverside, Nemaha Central just piling on some runs late to really break this game open. Next pitch in the dirt, 3-0.
Well, that's about consistency, and you know the two team or the one team that has won today, which is Riverside. They had consistently early on. They showed execution, and you know when you can show it early and you can show it in the middle, most likely you're going to be able to cross the finish line perfectly. For here for Hiawatha, there's just been too many stumbles throughout this game.
That pitch is well outside. It gets past the catcher in Lancaster, and another run is in on the wild pitch.
And it also walked Peterson. Peterson's going to take all the way up to second base off of it. So that wild pitch allows Peterson all the way to second base, and that's the game-winning run in scoring position, just like that.
Now you just kind of see it, the demeanor of the Redhawks right now. It's just kind of slowly going south, and Nemaha Central can put their stamp on this game with Levi Thomas, who was about 2 feet away from a home run in his first at-bat today, hit off the top of the wall in right field. Pitch low and inside to him, and it's 1-0. Look how far back the right fielder Diller is playing here. I mean, he is right in front of the warning track.
He is no more than 10 feet in front of that fence. That
he is way back there.
Close.
Two in scoring position with one out. Ground ball up the middle, fielded by the second baseman, Kreider. Throw to first in time, but a productive at bat as a run is driven in by Thomas, his second tonight, and it's now 11-2.
But again, you mentioned it's a productive at bat for Thomas. It puts one more run up on the board, but one more run is needed. As I mentioned, that game-winning run is Peterson. He sits himself on third base, and Carter Hike, the ninth in the order, to try to get it done.
A base hit would end the game. Runner at third with two outs. 11-2, the Nemaha Central lead here in the bottom of the sixth. They have scored seven runs over the last two innings.
This would be Hike's number seventh RBI of the year if he can drive it in.
That first pitch to him tails a little bit outside for ball one. Hike struck out swinging in the second, reached on an error and scored in the fourth, and then grounded out to shortstop in the fifth. The runner at third is Peterson. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, gets away. Here comes Peterson darting home. The throw is not in time. The game is over. On a wild pitch, Peterson beats the tag. And eight runs over the last two innings, and Nemaha Central wins it by the 10-run rule in six innings. Just like game number one, a 12-2 final. Nemaha Central advances. We'll talk about it after a break here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Best Eaters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates. You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's in the books here on KNCA, the two-seed Nebraska Central Thunder advancing to the semifinals of this Sabetha Regional Tournament with a 12-2 six-inning win against the Hiawatha Redhawks. Again, appreciate everyone hanging with us. We still got Sabetha and Atchison County coming up in our final game here in about 25 minutes, but before we get it back to Kurt Kilman in studio, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman with you. 8 runs over the last 2 innings, Crendon. I know the Hiawatha defense didn't help the cause with a few errors late in that game that led to some runs, but Sam Nordis, a great start. Nemaha Central putting it together late, pulling away for the 6-inning win.
Yeah, I mentioned the 3 errors that were in the back-to-back innings. One of the more bigger ones was the missed throw on a play to home plate, and that allowed 2 runs to proceed to come on through, and that's just a rough situation. And Hageman, he had a really nice game for most of it, only giving up 4 runs, and then just things just went south for him. And unfortunately, he had to come out, and then Morton had to come in for him. But you look at the other side, who pitched on the 180 side of the mound, that was Nordis, who now improves up to 4-2 on the season on games he has starts. And he finishes with 8 strikeouts on the game, now at 43 strikeouts on the season. What an efficiently well-done, rounded game from him on not just one side of the ball, but of course on both, as he reached base 3 times when he was up to bat. So for him, he had a great collective game on both sides and was able to help his team get past that finish line.
Yeah, you mentioned the 8 strikeouts. How about just 1 walk for him as well? Yeah. So very efficient. 5 hits, 2 runs allowed in 6 innings. You mentioned he reached base 3 times, but it was a dominant last couple of innings for Nemaha Central as they blew it open late, scoring 8 runs combined in innings number 5 and 6, and they end it via the run rule, 1 inning shy of 7. All right, we got to get it back to our studios here as we transition now to our final game of the night. Who's Nemaha Central going to face in next week's semifinal? The 3-seed Sabetha Blue Jays or the 6-seed Atchison County Community Tigers? Final stat lines here. In game number 2, as Nemaha Central improves to 15-9 on the year, Redhawks close their season a record of 6-16. Nemaha Central tonight, 12 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base for the Redhawks tonight. 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, and they left 5 on base. The winning pitcher is Sam Nordis, improving to 4-2. 6 innings, 8 strikeouts, 1 walk, 5 hits, and a couple of runs allowed. Game time for game 2, just south of 2 hours at 1 hour and 50 minutes. Again, Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tamman, Crendon Prophet. We still got one more, so don't go anywhere. High school baseball returns after a brief break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.